Thanks again for joining us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Last time we met with you, Joanne Kraft was telling her story of making a profession of faith when she was about 8 years old and made up her mind she was going to be a good girl. And we heard the story that everything went well until she met this really good-looking, suave, great guy that was a leader everybody loved, just wasn't a Christian. And Joanne, you were sharing with us how that you had advice, counsel, friends, family, that kind of a thing, that wouldn't be best, but you kind of felt like you knew what was best, just like the rest of us, you know, having the independent streak that we often do. But after graduation from college and marriage and a little daughter being born, at the age of 3 years old, your daughter, Kelly, lost her dad as he walked away and joined himself to some other woman, leaving you then on your own. At the same time, your brother was killed, and your attitude toward God really went sour, didn't it?
It did, and there was a third sorrow. My grandfather, my father's father, passed away in September. So there was June with Bob leaving, and August my brother killed, and in September. And so I remember just reeling from all of the crises that the family experienced.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't understand God's reasoning.
Exactly.
Didn't understand that point. It was not for me to understand, but rather to accept the wisdom of God.
And I think what I'm hearing you say is it's very important when we have friends that are going through times of crisis, it is vitally important that we step in, that we are there, that we are helping them to understand as the appropriate time comes around the character of God and the way God allows things to happen and who God is. Because without that in your life, you just kind of went AWOL.
And that's a good way to express it, Pastor Greg. I did go AWOL. It wasn't all of a sudden, but it was step by step. And I was offered a job in Madison, moved to Madison.
Yeah.
Now I don't have any of the people that are present, meaning my parents and my Aunt Louise. And so you're really on your own. And this is when you find out what kind of stuff you're made of.
Yes.
And I found out what kind of stuff I was made of.
And as far as your abilities were concerned, you had them. God had equipped you with good leadership ability. You were being promoted in the system. And, of course, kind of made your head get a little bit bigger as that happened. And so you were excited about what you were doing.
Absolutely.
But then someone by the name of Ron.
Well, interestingly enough, I'd gone on this way for some time.
Yeah.
And one, I remember it was a lovely May evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped at a friend's house. Her name was Susan. And she had a guest. Susan's husband was working in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Ron was much younger than Susan. Mm-hmm. And knew both Susan and her husband. And Ron and I knew each other because we both had been members of the same church in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And Ron was in medical school.
Okay.
But knew the Lord, loved the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And he suggested that we pray. I thought, boy, I haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah.
But I remember all three of us getting down on our knees and praying, and it felt so good.
Wow.
Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
And that was the breakthrough that I needed. Because I remember on my way home saying, I need to recommit my life to Christ. But the way I've been living, it doesn't please me, and it certainly couldn't please God. So there were a few more detours along the way, but I began to seek out the Word of God, began to read it. I met Ron's wife. The two of them were followers of Christ. And they began to encourage me to get into the Word of God and to stay in the Word of God. I still didn't go to church on a regular basis. But what I did do is I did go occasionally. I was doing much better than I did before. And then shortly thereafter, I remember thinking about my parents and the fact that they were getting up in age. And I remember praying that the Lord would allow me to return to Milwaukee so I could be of help, as I said in my prayer, to the people that were older in my family, particularly my parents. And I don't believe the words were out of my mouth And all of a sudden, a job presented itself. And one of my coworkers came in one morning and he said, "Kraft, saw a job in the paper. It's in Milwaukee. It's something that you could do." And I said, "Well, where's the job notice?"
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm telling you about the job. I had to bring the job notice," you know, kind of kidding me. So to make a long story short, I applied for the job and received the job.
Okay.
And so that was my move back to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And even that was miraculous because I was only interviewed once. And this was a job that was at a very high level.
Yeah.
And usually there are lots and lots of interviews with lots and lots of people. And I interviewed one day, and a week later, I had the job offer.
That was the finger of God.
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
It absolutely was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up in Milwaukee. And I remember my supervisor in Madison saying, "You know, you could take a leave of absence if you like. If you don't like the job, you can come back." And I said, "I'm a native of Milwaukee. I won't be back." His name was Steve. So I won't be back, Steve. So had I taken a leave of absence, I would have been back. But I took the job. It was tough. There were all kinds of challenges. But the Lord was with me all the way. And what was interesting is during that first year, I had a terrible, terrible car accident where the car hit a telephone pole. I was certain that I was dead. The car rolled over. It was upside down. They had to pry the door open to get me out.
Yeah.
It was on an incline. And when I found out I was alive, I said to the paramedics, "I need my shoes," because the shoes had come off. And and my purse.
Strange things we think about, you know.
And so they laughed, and I said, "Well, I'm alive, so I need money now,
right.
I need my shoes to walk around."
I can walk away.
And so I was off work for a while, but clearly, again, this was the hand of God.
Okay.
I had a brother that was killed in a car accident, and my father said that my car was torn up worse than my brother's, yet I walked away without a scratch.
Exactly.
So I knew then that God had allowed me to live for a purpose, and I did find out what that purpose was.
And your mother was continuing to tell you, "Joanne, reflect Christ."
She was.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. And reminding me that I needed to search the Scriptures, that I needed to read the Scriptures, that this was an opportunity for me, by the way I handled everything, to draw people to Christ. Well, I wasn't really quite there yet, Pastor.
Right, right. See, because the first car accident that killed your brother, you turned away from God.
That's right.
So the temptation would be another car accident, turn away from God again. But there was the godly influence. And listeners, I want you to hear this. As people are going through times of crisis, a godly influence may make the difference in their life, and not just their life, but the lives of everyone else who is associated with them just by your influence for Christ. So here are your parents, here's your aunt, and I think you told me that your aunt was influential in getting your parents into a good Bible-preaching church, and so what a blessing just the insight from the Word of God was to you.
And the other thing about my Aunt Louise, and I must say this, Pastor Greg, I regarded her as a very stern person.
Okay.
I didn't think she was much fun, and neither did my brothers, and neither did my cousins.
Right.
And indeed, she was stern, but I now know that she really did love us. She wanted God's best for us. And you see, we couldn't see that. At least I couldn't see it. I'll speak for myself. I could not see it. And she would say things if I would call her and begin to talk about something, she would say, "Now, do we need to talk about that? How does that glorify the Lord?"
Oh, my goodness.
And she would say, "Your words are powerful."
Yes.
"You need to be careful of what you'd say." And I would say to her, "If this is going to be another one of these conversations, then I will talk with you later." But she was a godly woman, and she had lots of health problems, and she would praise God for the fact that she was still alive.
Mm.
And she really personally believed that everything that happened to her, she would praise God for it, no matter what it was.
And that philosophy is going to come back to enlighten you in the days to come, isn't
it? Yes, it does.
Because what happened on your job?
Well, there were all kinds of challenges on the job.
Yeah.
All kinds of challenges. And, oh my goodness, I don't know even where to start in terms of the job.
But there was a new supervisor that I think came on the scene, and man, everything changed. The previous supervisor was fantastic, and then, oh my.
It was fruit basket upset.
Yeah,
this was the person that the board hired to run this particular major educational institution,
right.
And she was difficult. I think that's
a good word.
That's a good word. She was difficult, and she decided she wanted her own team. So it meant all of us that were on the top rung, I mean, right under her,
right.
We were dismissed.
Her team.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. She did not select us.
Right.
And so what happened was that didn't have a job. And
you were how old at this time?
I was 51.
51
years old. And I remember thinking, oh, wow. But, you know, God's timing is always perfect because both of my parents had major health problems. Mother had been, there were two things with mother. She had been diagnosed with the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And she was also losing her sight
that
time.
Oh, wow.
And daddy had been diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
So I didn't need to work. I really became the primary caregiver. And I began to, not at that point, but, you know, down the road,
right.
I could see that God really had brought me back to Milwaukee.
Right.
He had given me a difficult situation because he was strengthening me for the last years of my parents' life because I would soon be without them.
Yes.
And
yes.
I needed to make some important decisions on their behalf and to make some decisions regarding my own life.
Right. So he's building character into your life.
He absolutely was. He absolutely was. And I thank him for that. So my parents ended up being in hospice, both of them at the same time.
Wow.
Mother passed in March, and daddy was gone 6 months later in September. And my brother, prior to that, had passed away.
And if you had taken just a leave of absence of that job in Madison, you'd have gone back as soon as you lost the one here.
That's right.
And not been here for your parents. Well, again, Joanne, we've run out of time, but we will continue this story the next time because it's really amazing how the Lord has brought Joanne to the point that she is loving Christ, serving the Lord, and just a vibrant testimony for Him. So, folks, what have we heard? We've heard how important it is to watch for folks who are going through times of crises and who desperately need someone to be a voice for God. You may have a friend like that. You may have someone at church like that. You might even have a neighbor or a coworker like that. Don't just bypass them because you're not sure what to say. Be there with them. Begin to share with them who God is to you and who God will be to them. Till the next time, we trust you'll have a fantastic day.